This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3618 for Wednesday, the 15th of June, 2022. Today's show is entitled, WinTerminal Final Manager. It is part of the series Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, WinTerminal Final Manager and common uses.
Hello there. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Archer72, and I will be your host. Today I will be talking about NNN. I'll be reading two things. One is from the ArchWiki, and the other is from the author of the program, who goes by the username Jeroen. And the short tagline at the top of his GitHub page says, "The Unorthodox Terminal File Manager," and it is a BST to clause license. From the ArchWiki, NNN, also stylized as NSuperscript 3, is a portable file terminal file manager written in C. It is easily extensible via its flat text plugin system, where you can add your own language agnostic scripts alongside already available plugins, including a NeoVim plugin. NNN features native archiving decompression to and from commonly installed formats such as XC, disk usage analysis, and a fuzzy app launcher, a batch file renamer, and a file picker through its plugin architecture. NNN supports instant search as you type with regex or simple string filters, and a navigate as you type mode for continuous navigation and filter mode with directory auto select. Also supported are context, bookmarks, multiple sorting options, SSHFS, batch operations on selections on a group of selected files, and a lot more. Despite its capabilities, NNN is designed to be easy to use and is configured by way of environmental variables without use of a configuration file. NNN can be controlled with Vim-like characters, H, J, K, L, or the arrow keys. Do not memorize keys. Arrows and the forward slash and Q suffice. Press question mark for help on keyboard shortcuts anytime. In the configuration section, it says NNN is configured via environmental variables, typically by appending them to the tilde slash dot bashrc. For detailed information on these settings, see the NNN man page as well as the NNN wiki, which they have, the ArchWiki has links in. And the wiki also gives examples of what you can put in your .bashrc. The only thing I added to my .bashrc was export editor equals Vim, or if you want Emacs or Nano, put that in there. And then I export path equals slash opt colon path, or whatever path you want to use for your bin files. I thought it would be interesting to have icons in the terminal, right, because I saw this in the wiki. So I was using Rockterm as my terminal manager, and I decided to switch to GNOME terminal because the icons did not show up correctly in Rockterm. To enable icons-in-terminal icons, install icons in terminal, it'll leave a link, clone the NNN repo from Git, compile NNN with make 0 underscore icons equals 1 from the, I believe they meant root directory, they didn't spell it out, I don't think they mean to do it as root. There was also something that I didn't try yet, is enable nerdfont icons. Download and install a patch nerd font. Apply that font to your as your terminal emulator's font. This will vary from emulator to emulator, but usually involves editing a config file or changing a setting within the GUI menu system. Clone the NNN repo and compile NNN with make o underscore nerd equals 1 from the root of the Git repo. There is also a note here that Arch Linux users can check out the AUR packages, NNN-icons, and NNN-nerd. So next, some files don't open correctly, so you might want to refer to the .config/mymaps.list, and you can change it via the command line, and I'll show some commands there, or just right click and in GUI file manager and change the default from there. But regardless, everything else, all the defaults end up in this mymaps.list. So it makes it easy if you want to back up your system and you're starting fresh, that you can just copy this over to your new install. So how do I actually use this file manager? One of the things I do is I watch movies that I have set up on a Sombre share to my laptop, because I have them on a media drive on my Pi server. When I'm SSH'd into my Pi server, I can move around video rips to another directory. There are up to 4 windows or directories that you can change to by pressing the number corresponding to the next tab. I just highlight the files that I want to move and then tab to the next page, and V almost immediately transfers everything over. I also read PDF files from here using Zathura, which is a Vim-like keybinding PDF reader. I can edit files in Vim directly from here just by pressing E for editing. Create new files by typing N, then F for files, or N, then D for directories. Or if you want to do something without exiting the program, use the exclamation point, and then when you're finished, Control D brings you back into the program. You can either list the contents or extract archive files by pressing Enter, and then E to extract, or L for LS on the contents of the file. I use Mutt email client, so I press O to open the file, and mutt-a attaches the file and starts an email. I also learned recently how to use KDE to send files and web links, and I'll put the bash command in the show notes along with a screenshot of the rest of the commands from the help section. Well, thank you for listening, and feel free to record a show of your own. Bye.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.